Brachos Perk Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Ein tefilas hamusafin el bechever ear. Reb Elazar ben Azariah said that tefilas musaf is only done with a chever ear, which means with its sibur. And chever ear, the Rambam says chever usually refers to, and it even the way he explains it refers to in the Perashat Mishnayos, it refers to a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham of the city, because the Talmud Chacham is the source of the gathering of the city. He's, as we say, the main attraction of the city, and everything revolves around the Tzaddik Talmud Chacham. And normally, because of that, the Tzibur, everybody gets together. And Chever Ir just means with a minion, because the minion usually gathers around the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham is by the minion. So, Musaf is only said with a minion. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says. We're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda has a different sheet than what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says. But why is that? So the Taisi Center brings the Rabbeinu Yonah, because Musaf is different than the other tefillahs, because there's no bakashas by Musaf. Musaf is all tishbachos. And because of that, since it's all tishbachos, it's not as fitting for an individual. It's not as much rachamim. And therefore, it's only done with a tzibur. So the Chacham say, whether there's a minyan, v'shaloi b'chavir, and whether there's not a minyan, one should say Musaf by himself. We'll see what this actually means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says now, going back to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda says it in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol makom sheyesh chavir, any time there's a minyan or chavir, hayachid pater mitfilas musafin. A person is pater from saying Musaf when there's a minyan. The minyan paters him from Musaf. So I'm going to try to explain this, because this is a very confusing Mishnah, at least to me. So I think the first thing just to understand, if you look at Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah verse, the way the Tanakhama, the way we have it in the Mishnah, verse Rabbi Yehuda, so you can maybe just understand that according to the way the Tanakhama, the way it's presented, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the way it's just presented in the beginning of the Mishnah, it sounds like Musaf is just a chiv on the tzibur. It's a chiv on the tzibur. Even the Rav's Lashon is, Damar loy tiknuha el b'lo chavir. They were only mesakin it for a chavir, but the minyan. Sounds like the whole takana, that it's a tzibur tik a minyan. There's even a machlokes we've shown him regarding Kriyas HaTorah, whether the Kriyas HaTorah in general is a chiv on the tzibur, that the whole tzibur is a chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, or is Kriyas HaTorah, when we hear in shul, is there a chiv on the yachid to hear every word? Is there a chiv on the tzibur? And we obviously have to make sure that the shlich tzibur says every word of Kriyas HaTorah, but is there a chiv on the yachid to hear every word? I'm not talking about Parsha Zachar, things like that, but is there a chiv to hear every word of Kriyas HaTorah? So if you learn that it's a chiv on the tzibur, then no. But you just have to make sure that the Baal Kori says every word. Because the tzibur is a chiv to make sure that the Baal Kori says every word. That's a chiv on the tzibur. But that each individual person has to hear, that's a different story. Or do you say that no, he has to pater everybody, and everybody has to hear. So too, we can say the same thing. That, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the way he's first presented, it's a chiv on the tzibur. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishmo komakum sheyesh chaver ear, any time that there's a minyan, hayochid pater mitfilas musafim, which means that a yachid can pater himself from the minyan in a certain way. So when somebody's saying Musaf, it sounds like he can pater himself. But if there is no minyan, it sounds like according to Rabbi Yehuda, then he would have to say Musaf by himself. Because if there's no minyan and there's the Rav even brings a shlich tzibur, there's no shlich tzibur to pater a yachid, he would have to say it by himself. So now with the Shitas HaChacham, this is very hard to understand and very confusing, because the Chum say b'chever ir v'shaloi b'chever ir, which means whether there's a minyan and there's not a minyan, yachid is always chayv. So the easiest way to understand, if we say like the Chum really hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the chiv is on a person, on a yachid, Rabbi Yehuda said that when there's a chever ir and there's a minyan, so the shlich tzibur paters the person according to the Rav. So then why would the Chum argue? Why would the Chum say b'chever ir or not chever ir? If we focus on why would the Chum say b'chever ir means when there's a minyan, a person is still mechuyev by himself to daven. Why would they argue with Rabbi Yehuda that why can't a shlich tzibur pater him? Are they saying that a shlich tzibur can't pater? Maybe that's the way the Rav would learn. Maybe that's the takup shah in the Rav, that even when there's a shlich tzibur, that a yachid shouldn't rely on the shlich tzibur, he should still daven musaf by itself. I guess that's what you'd have to say. The Tiferes Yisrael has a totally different shot, and he learns, it's obvious that he's learning that the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a yachid is potter when there's a when there's a minion in town, it's probably not because the Shliach Tzibur paters. It has to do something with the fact that there's a minion going on in town, and therefore you're pater. And the Chacham said, Bechevri'ir, v'shlo bechevri'ir, means that even if there's a minion in town, you still are mechuyiv to daven. And obviously, and if there's not a minion in town, you're also mechuyiv to daven. And that's how you'd have to learn according to him. But once you go into the Rav's Peshitta, that the reason that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can pater from Chevri'ir because of the Shliach Tzibur, you can't really say that.